Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Hour number two of USA Prepares. If you happen to hear the top of the hour news, you heard that the GDP thinks that Homo Pete is currently in first place to be the Democrat candidate for the president of corporate USA. There's one caucus goer who voted for Homo Pete, and then she realized, well, what? He's a homo? He's married to a guy? And she wanted to change her vote. And it made the internet, and there was a discussion with one of the people who was, you know, running the event, managing the event, shepherding the event, and said, well, you know, people have different views, and it's okay. It's not okay. Homosexuality is not okay. How would you like to have Homo Pete go toe-to-toe with Vladimir Putin? Would you like that? How do you think that would go? Which one of those would you think would be the stronger player in that kind of contest? Or Homo Pete against anybody? You know, in most of the countries in the world, homosexuality is not in good favor. It's considered what it is, a blight, a disgrace. This depravity is now mainstream, and maybe, you're probably going to be punished in the court of popular opinion if you don't accept homosexuality. Well, I don't. I don't. It's an abomination. I told our children, whom I love dearly, if you figure out or if you find out you're a homo, don't come home. You're not welcome here. That's how strongly I feel about it. And other people say, oh, come on, you love your children. Of course I love my children. But if they determine that they are homos, they're out of here. I don't want anything to do with them. Those guys carry diseases. Because of their risky behavior. And we've got one of them who is in first place in the race to be the Democrat candidate for the president of corporate USA. Can you imagine that? That's what we're facing. We're facing the GDP, and they are exactly that, the generally dumb public. Gwyneth, are we being laughed at in Australia because we've got a homo in first place?
Well, it's like this, you know. It's a problem, but the thing with homosexuals, from what I've seen, is as well as their sexual immorality, they tend to be immoral in other areas of their life as well. Okay, so they tend to not have very high moral standards with regards to things like telling the truth, for instance. They tend to, there are exceptions, but they tend to be very selfish, narcissistic people, okay? And it's come out, and I was going to mention this, but Mayor Pete, one of his advisors had to do with making a voting app for this particular Democrat caucus or whatever it was, this particular meeting, and guess what? They couldn't make a voting app that actually worked properly for people to vote on their cell phone. So, you know, the votes were either rigged or there was something wrong with this app or it just didn't work. And, you know, this is the sort of thing. It's at the very least, it's incompetent. And at the most, it's just plain flat-out corruption and fraud, you know, with this voting app. I don't know if you've heard that story.
Oh, yeah, I have.
With the Iowa caucuses.
I have, and
I was their chief advisor that put the whole thing together.
There was a gal who was there.
I think you'll love that one. Mayor Pete. Mayor Butters Pete.
Yeah, well, but what's his butt? Mayor, what's his butt? So there was a gal there who was a voting member of the caucus, and then she realized, that's a middle-aged gal, then she realized he's a homo. And she said, wait a minute, he's a homo? She wanted to change her vote. She wanted to change her vote. So we have ignorance at the caucuses. How is it possible that anybody... Well, I mean, he's there with his husband. It's disgusting. They're actually kissing in public. Can you imagine? Oh, that's how low we have fallen so far. And we're not going to stop this free fall. Because people try to beat us up.
There's been particular people online who are saying, well, you know, this whole, you know, Chinese Wuhan virus is the judgment of God and on us as a nation because, you know, we've done so much stupid stuff. Well, I consider that it's like this. If you walk in God's ways, you have his protection. It's not like God is the great big mean guy up in heaven who's looking to punish us for every infraction, but he gives us a set of rules to follow. Those rules are the best way to for you to live your life and have a good life. And if you disobey the rules, there's going to be consequences. Okay? So, you know, it's the military-industrial complex set up these bioweapons laboratories. And there's yeah, in case there's anybody out there in the class who's got any illusions about this, it did not come from bat soup. The coronavirus did not come from bat soup. There are genetic markers in this coronavirus that fairly clearly indicate that this is something that has origins in a bioweapons lab. You know, some mad scientist who works for the government, probably the US government, and the likely causes is that, you know, that the Americans invented it and funded it through a Canadian bioweapons laboratory. There were a couple of Chinese scientists who were sacked for whatever reason from this Canadian lab last year or the year before. They took some samples of their work back home to them, to China. The Chinese were planning to breed it up and let it go on us as some sort of, you know, a military attack or revenge or whatever you want to call it. And instead, somebody dropped a jar. The pathogen got out. And, you know, and this is the situation that we're facing at the moment. But this virus has got 88% of its DNA, or RNA, is of the SARS virus, okay? And the other 12% is HIV, HIV genetics. So what you've got is you've got the SARS virus crossed with the HIV virus. Now, it's not HIV. But it's sort of like the HIV is like the hermit crab shell around the outside of the virus. And that is the delivery system that the virus uses for infecting people. But the mode of the disease, just about everything else about the disease, is like SARS, okay? So what that means is that you've got this disease which, you know, it's highly contagious, like the SARS virus, okay? It's like a really, really bad pneumonia when you get it, okay? And it's got a high kill rate, okay? But the kill rate that's being published is something like 2%. But they're taking into account the total number of people infected versus the number of people that die on that day, okay? The people who die on that day began to get sick a week ago, okay? And a week ago, there weren't that many people infected because this disease has such a high R value. It's just going out, and it's impossible to get away from it. But what I've got to say is how this disease progresses, okay? And how, I mean, I don't have scientific proof for some of what I'm saying. Some of what I'm saying is my hypothesis, but it tends to be backed up by scientific facts. So it needs further investigation. This virus, this disease that is the SARS virus crossed with HIV, okay? So somebody sneezes, somebody breathes, you know, somebody, you know, touches a surface, then that virus particle is going to get onto that surface. You're in the air, you can breathe it in, et cetera, et cetera. Once you've breathed it in, what the disease does is it first of all infects the nasal cavities and it infects the lungs, but in an advanced illness, the virus particles have actually been shown to get into the bone marrow. Now, that is a very, very concerning thing, okay? Because once the particles of this disease are in the bone marrow, then what they do is they could, I'm not saying that they will, I'm not saying that they ever have, but there is a potential for this virus to set up camp in the bone marrow and in the lymph. And there's anecdotal evidence that this is happening. Okay, there's a researcher out there on the internet, he's a medical doctor, his name is called Dr. John Campbell. You can look up his videos on YouTube. I think I sent some of his videos to you earlier, Vincent. They're fairly technical, but if you actually sit down and pay attention to what he's saying, it's not too difficult to understand, okay? This disease, okay, people, they are shedding the disease particles, the virus particles, pretty well from within a day or two of when they catch it. So they're contagious during the incubation period. And they're also contagious after people are apparently better, they continue to be contagious. They continue to be shedding virus particles in their saliva. Now that's extremely concerning, okay? Because, you know, there's been medical evidence as well. And the medical evidence, it comes from publications like the Lancet and Gwyneth, World Health Organization publications.
Gwyneth, hold that thought. We're going into a break. Randy will be right with you right after the break. Randy, if you would, please stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Randy in Texas is joining us. Randy, I want to thank you for waiting over 12 minutes. I've been on other broadcasts, and I know how long the callers wait, and I see them disappear. I mean, they'll call, be on hold for like a minute or two, and jump off. And that is not the case with USA Prepares. We have the most polite and brightest in our class as compared to the audiences of other broadcasts, based on my experience. Randy, thank you for calling. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Gwyneth. Thank you, Vincent. I appreciate I didn't mind holding, so that's not an issue. Let me ask the two of y'all something to see if y'all starting to hear this discussion, and I can't, I've not really had time to really research this, but I am starting to hear reports that this coronavirus is only affecting Asians, that this disease, that this virus is not affecting individuals with European ancestry, African ancestry, Hispanics. Are y'all, and that there's no cases of this affecting whites, blacks, Hispanics. Have y'all heard that?
Gwyneth, would you like to go first?
I think it's too early in the game to be sure of that just yet. Okay? Because
this thing has been, simmering in China since the beginning of December, okay, and it's now February. So it really started to get serious probably about a week or two ago. So it's taken like that 6 weeks from the likely release date was probably, late November, early December in China. And then you've got 1, 2, 4, 8, 10, 20 people, except it wasn't. The likely R number is that people seem to be, thinking now is about R4. So it seems as if, each generation, each new infection is, each person who gets infected is going to infect 4 people, okay? Now, I really hope that what you're saying is true, because I'm white, my family is white, and I don't want for this to really, seriously impact us. But because this is so novel, it could just affect everyone, But I don't know, and I think that it's too early in the game, because we are here in Australia, the first cases of the coronavirus got here like 2 weeks ago, okay? So that means that we are still in the incubation phase of this disease outbreak, okay? We're at the stage where I think there's 13 or 14 people who are, actually recognized officially as having the coronavirus in Australia, although there's probably hundreds at this time who are undiagnosed and who are out and about in the community spreading it. And it's a waiting game at the moment for us to see if it's going to be a race-specific thing or if it's going to be something that just kills everyone, okay? At the moment, it could be either, and it's too early to tell. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And I do understand right now that this is concentrated over in China, and 99.9% of the people there are Asian. I understand that. But, like I was... I've been talking with my family about this, and I have small children, and so I'm prepping them that there may come a very quick moment where we are going to have to keep ourselves separate and leave Houston. But just keep in mind, China just closed another 2 cities yesterday, I believe it was,
yes,
for another 15, 16 million people.
Randy, can you stay with us for the break? I'd like to address some of the things you've been talking about.
Sure.
Okay. Sounds good. Randy will be right back with us, and Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the same chamber where the Democratic-led U.S. House brought impeachment articles against him, President Trump delivered the State of the Union address last night, his third of his presidency. He touted his accomplishments, of course, but also painted a positive picture going forward.
In just 3 short years, we have shattered the mentality of American decline, and we have rejected the downsizing of America's destiny.
After his speech, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was seen tearing her copy of his address in half. The ADP private payroll jobs report out this morning shows the creation of jobs had its best month last month since May of 2015 at 291,000 new private sector jobs created. The government's jobs report comes out Friday, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? You've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Randy in Texas is with us. Let me just give you a recap, class. So, Randy, maybe this will help answer some of your questions. The question about does it infect Asians only, I have done a search. I cannot find that answer. I cannot find it. But here's what we know. Monday morning when I was broadcast last Monday, not this Monday that just passed, the one before, a little over a week ago, I was on the air with Norm Shuley. We reported that there were about 1,900 people infected, a little over 1,900 on Monday morning. Tuesday morning, that number was 4,500 infected. Wednesday morning, it was 5,000. Wednesday evening, it was 6,000. Last night, 3 o'clock in the morning, 24,000. It went from 1,900 a little over a week ago to 24,000 infected. Currently, there are 492 deaths. It might have gone up in the last few minutes. There are 6,000 people, guests on a cruise ship, quarantined off the coast of Italy right now. The Diamond Princess, a Carnival Japan cruise ship, is under quarantine right now. Here's what we know. We know that urine and human waste, solid and liquid, can and does contain the virus. If you go into any big box store, and we'll use Walmart as an example. Now, I'm not saying that Walmart has it. I'm just saying, here's an example. Many of you have been into a restroom at Walmart, and you know for a fact, if you've been in the men's restroom, that there's urine on the floor near and below the urinals, the men's urinals. You know that for a fact. Because if you're paying attention, you back up so you don't step in it. But that doesn't mean the guy before you and the guy before that and the guy before that didn't step in it. If they did, it's all over the floor. Assuming they washed their hands. It's all over the store's floor. Now, do they have a continuous sanitation system that kills bacteria and viruses on the floor? No, I don't think so. Has any of the store employees or customers, have any of them dropped an item on the floor and then put it back on the shelf? Do you think that you might have picked it up and stepped in the same place that thousands of other people have stepped today on that floor? Do you think it's possible that you have it on your shoes? Do you think you might have it in your car, or if you've taken the bus, that you brought it on the bus? How about when you got out of your car and walked into your house? Do you think it's in your house from Walmart's men's room? Okay, or use the ladies' room. When you use those power flushers, those toilets that have high-pressure washers to keep those bowls clean, relatively clean, or at least they might appear to be clean, that water that flushes aerosolizes what was in the toilet bowl at the beginning of the flush. So if you don't turn away when you flush, you've lost your mind. If you stay there after you flush, you've lost your mind. So now we have aerosol spray all over the ladies' room and the men's room. And those who have, we'll call it flatulence, in the restrooms, that also contains the virus, the gas. So it's everywhere. That's why I'm so concerned. Now, let's say...
It's a nightmare scenario.
Absolutely.
It's like something out of a nightmare novel. It really is.
And I'm not making this up. I am not making this up. This is all true. Now, I'm not saying you can get it at Walmart, because we don't know if anyone has been in a Walmart. So I'm just using them as an example of a restroom that you might have been in and probably have. So we have people in factories who have been in restrooms. We don't know. Now, here's something else that we do know. Hyundai is a automobile manufacturer. So is Kia. They are South Korean companies. They use parts from China. Hyundai is now at the risk of having supply chain disruptions, and so is Kia, because many of the parts that are used to manufacture Kias and Hyundai vehicles come from China. I ordered before Christmas an item on eBay that's being shipped from China. I haven't gotten it yet. It's never taken this long. I know that other instructors have had the same experience because there are delays in the air freight from China. We know this. I'm telling you, I know it for a fact.
The planes can't leave because of the quarantine. And they might have problems
with
pilots who are wanting to go in there even if there wasn't a quarantine.
So what comes from China? Okay, I think, Randy, this is kind of everything, okay? So if you want an electronic something, whether it be a television, a remote control, a DVD player, a Blu-ray player, you want an Apple phone, everything electronic comes from China or has Chinese ingredients. Automobiles, if you want to buy a front axle for an all-wheel drive car, whether it be a German car or an Asian car or an American car, if you buy an aftermarket replacement axle because the constant velocity boot, the rubber boot, has worn out and there's play in it and it's gotten dirt in it and it's been worn beyond its useful life, if you want to go to AutoZone or some other auto parts store, it probably is going to come from China. If you buy STP brand oil filters that are branded, that's the AutoZone house brand, you'll probably see made in China. If you buy Fram oil filters, some of them are made in China. There are so many products that are made in China. This can cripple the entire country, whatever country you're in, because so many parts come from China.
Remember this.
Go ahead, Randy.
Water pumps and solar panels and charge controllers.
Oh.
You know?
Absolutely.
Just before Christmas.
Absolutely.
Just before Christmas, I got a really strong impression from the Holy Spirit that I should order 3 charge controllers from China off of eBay. And so Christmas was coming, and I thought, oh, crap, I'm going to have money for Christmas and all that as well. But the Holy Spirit said, no, get some charge controllers. Get 3 of them at least, you know. And so I went on to eBay, and I forked out, and I got 3 charge controllers, and they arrived, they arrived within a week or two. But if I hadn't ordered those charge controllers then I may not have ever received them. And the thing about a charge controller is it is an absolutely key component of the solar power system that we have. And without our solar power system, there's no water pumping, you know. So this is it. That sort of thing is going to become unobtainable. And it's a small part, but it's an absolutely key component. And they do have a tendency after a few years. I mean, they can get things like lightning strikes. That's a weak link, you know, in the system. If there happens to be a short or, you know, whatever, then, you know, it tends to be the charge controller that cops it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely, because the antenna for the charge controller happens to be the solar array that's out in the open. It has to be out in the open. So the first thing that gets hit by static electricity, by lightning, is the solar array, which is connected by wire to the charge controller, which is connected to the inverter, which is connected to the battery bank. Randy, you had some comments?
Yeah.
The reports I'm hearing is that this virus is staying active on surfaces for up to 5 days. And that also leads back to what you're talking about, Vincent, about stuff coming from China. And I've had this running joke with my kids for years about why I really don't like buying stuff from China. Because I tell them, because Chinaman may have scratched his butt with it, and that may be a I mean, I may be joking in one sense about that, but on another side, it's really not a joke. It could be contaminated, and you've got to be aware of that.
Okay, let me yeah. address that. Let me address that. So a couple days ago, we're sitting in the kitchen, and our son came in from the farm, and he said, "Hey, Dad, you know that great big box that we have?" And now this happens to be, I bought it a couple years ago. It's an electrical service panel junction box. It's huge. It's probably 3 feet tall, maybe 3.5 feet tall. It's maybe 2 feet deep and probably 2.5 feet wide. So it's a big metal box. And it's a Faraday cage. And I bought it at a junk store, brand new. And he said, "You know that box we got, right, Dad?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Oh, here's what we should do. What do you think about this, Dad? Why don't we get some ultraviolet light and place it in that box? Anything that comes into the farm that we buy goes in the box." What a great idea.
That's a really good idea.
Ultraviolet light. Ultraviolet light in the box.
And those are very cheap to buy. They're not expensive.
That's correct. It has to be ultraviolet C.
And light and shiner as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, I'm going to tell you what I did, class. So I spent the last week finding the last of the items that I think we should have for protection and for the lockdown. And I bought them. I bought them on eBay, and I tried to find U.S. sellers, if possible. Now, there's a premium. You can buy in China, from China, and have it shipped, and you may get it. We don't know. It may take a while. Or you can buy it from a U.S. seller who's already bought it and is going to charge you between a 15% and a 25% premium because it's already in the country. So if you need it, keep those thoughts in mind. So we bought the things that we needed. And it's getting difficult to get some of these Chinese items. And the U.S. suppliers know this, and they're raising their prices. Randy, you're spot on. You're right on the money. Your thinking is right. It's in concert with Gwyneth's, and it's in concert with mine. Did you have anything else that you wanted to share with us?
No, that's it. I'm up here in the country anyway, so I got to get out to the land. It's good talking to you, man.
Randy, thank you so much for your insight and your concern and sharing with us. How's Randy in Texas? Thank you again. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I believe it's very, very serious. And the government of China is enforcing the corona quarantine by drones. And they're using these drones with front-mounted speakers to fly around and tell anybody who's not wearing a face mask to do so. They're also requiring that if you're infected, that you report to the government that you're infected. And then they will monitor you with a transmitter attached to your body, typically like a wristwatch. But this is a transmitter. And if you disconnect that from, it talks to your cell phone through Bluetooth. And if you separate by more than, let's say, 60 feet or so, it will alert the government, the police, that you have wandered off. And if they catch you, you are subject to being imprisoned and fined. Yes, it's true. That's what Japan is, that's what China is doing right now. In the United States, there's a school district, and this was about 5 or 6 days ago, Three Rivers, school district in Ohio. And the entire school district was shut down for 2 days last week after nearly 600 students called in sick. About 50 employees, staff, called in sick. Now, how many people are in this school district? 2,400. One quarter of them called in sick. And they seem to have the same symptoms: high fever, vomiting, body aches. I've talked to a number of people throughout the last few days, and many of the people that I've talked to are saying that they feel lethargic. They don't want to do anything. They just don't have the get up and go. The get up and go got up and left. They just don't feel right. The stomach isn't quite right. They have headaches. This is what, now, not debilitating. And then I've talked to some others who have had debilitating vomiting where they can't do anything because they have dry heaves and they are vomiting. That's what I'm hearing. Now, maybe it's just me. And I don't want to sound like someone who is all doom and gloom. But I've got to tell you, I believe that this Chinese situation, the coronavirus, is absolutely, positively real. And what I said about the men's room and the urine and the airborne flatulence carrying the virus, it's all believed to be true. So, at the same time, what we're seeing is that people in the generally dumb public is out there blissfully ignorant and they have no clue. They're out there. They're not bringing in supplies. They don't think it's they don't think it's worthy. Some have heard about it, a little bit about it, but they're not reacting. And I guess that's okay, because if they're not smart enough to react, what are they here for? Are they just in the way? I hate to sound like that, but I've seen so many people who just, I'm talking about diabetics even, who won't stop eating sugar and bread. It's their life, it's not mine. It's their life. And yet, they'd rather stick that needle in them than try to cure their own type 2 diabetes. I'm exasperated talking about it. So, if they don't want to fix it, I'll just tell them once. I'm not going to tell them over and over and over again, because they don't get it. And does it impact me? Probably not. But the supply chain's going to impact me, and you and everybody else. If you need that water pump for your well, and you can't get it from China, you got a big problem.
Uh-huh. They're going to have to figure out some other way. And there might not be another way.
I do know.
You know, if your water table is 300 feet down, good luck with bringing that water up with a cup. I'm laughing sarcastically,
I've been to preparedness conventions. And I've seen people at these conventions. I'm not talking about ours. I'm talking about others. And they will have these hand pumps. And they'll say, you can pump water. That's what you need to have. Let me tell you what. And I've seen people say, oh, you can ride a bicycle and hook it up to a generator. And you can generate electricity for your house. I got to tell you, that's a pipe dream. Because if you have a well that's 508 feet, the column of water in the well pipe, just standing in the well pipe, ready to be pushed up, weighs 800 pounds. 800 pounds.
Wow.
You think that's going to take a lot of work to push that water up that pipe? You bet. If you think you can sit on a bicycle and crank away, pedal away, and generate electricity, really? One horsepower is 746 watts. If you're a tenth of a horsepower, that would be a lot. That's 75 watts. It's not going to work so well. Gwyneth, any quick comments in 5 seconds?
Yeah, the thing is, I've got some information on another.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.